Hello and welcome to One Sister's Journey, Keeping It Real. I'm your hostess, Lisa. And if you can count on one thing with this podcast is I will keep it real. It might be too real sometimes, so hold on to your hat, grab your Bible, and let's get started. One Sister's Journey, Keeping It Real is a journey to a new you, an improved you, a renewed you. So get comfortable or get your run on and let's start this. I'm your hostess, Lisa. Are you ready? We're gonna keep it real. Good morning, everybody, and it's a Wednesday, June 24th, 2020, and the breeze today in central New York is amazing. It is not too hot, it is not cold, it is like perfect. Flags are blowing in the wind, the leaves are rustling. Oh my gosh, it is absolutely beautiful. I hope you've grabbed your Bible, and I want to thank you. I'm trying something new on the podcast, and you know, rather than just having a faith-filled Friday, this is what the podcast is going to be. And each week, we're going to delve into a topic and really just focus on that. Rather than doing it just on Fridays, we'll spend 1 week at a time. And if something's really good and speaking to you and me, we can do it 2 weeks. That works. But this week, we are talking about waiting. And I figured what a great topic to start on in the midst of COVID-19, and if you're in New York State, the opening of phases and the not opening of phases, and oh, you will open, you won't open, oh, you will, ha, psych, you're not. Everybody across the country is dealing with this, and even outside of the United States. But we don't want to get political, but you know, our governor, I think, is just yanking our chains sometimes. But we need to move forward and stay focused. So today, as we look at waiting, we are going to look at Psalm 130. So open your Bible to the Old Testament. Open up to Psalm 130. And if you're at a point where you can't grab your Bible, you know the deal. I'll read it for you. But I believe there is just such power if you can be looking at the scripture while you're listening to it. And I'm going to read it from my three favorite go-to versions, translations, and then we're going to talk about it. And waiting is definitely something we've all come accustomed to, and it is just a part of our life, and you know, how we handle it, accept it, deal with it is, it's a character trait, I think, waiting. I don't think it really is a character trait. You know, I work in an elementary school, and this is not a character trait we teach yet. I think it's a life skill and a new character trait that needs to be added, this waiting. So grab your Bible, and I'll grab mine, and we're going to read Psalm 130. Psalm 130 from the New International Version. And this one's titled, A Song of Ascents. I'm going to read the first 6 verses. Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. And that was the New International Version. Now, Psalm 130 from the New Living Translation. From the depths of despair, O Lord, I call for your help. Hear my cry, O Lord. Pay attention to my prayer. Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on him. I have put my hope in his word. I long for the Lord more than centuries long for the dawn. Yes, more than the centuries long for the dawn. And that was the New Living Translation. And then our last reading of Psalm 130 comes from The Voice. And this one's titled, A Song for Those Journeying to Worship. From the depths of disaster, I appeal to you, O Eternal One. Lord, hear my cry. Attune your ears to my humble prayer. If you, Eternal One, recorded each offense, Lord, who on earth could stand innocent? But with you, forgiveness exists. That's why true respect of you might flow. So I wait for the Eternal. My soul awaits rescue. And I put my hope in his transforming word. My soul waits for the Lord to break into the world. More than night watchmen expect the break of day. Even more than night watchmen expect the break of day. Psalm 130 from The Voice. Psalm 130 offers encouragement and reality. And here's the reality. Verse 1, starts out of the depths I cry to you. Out of the depths of a disaster I appeal to you. Out of the depths of despair I call for your help. Hear my voice, hear my cry. What does your Bible say? Is the wording similar, different? The meaning is the same. When we feel like we have hit the bottom and we have nowhere else to turn, we can call on Jesus. We can cry out to him for his help, his provision. And this is a blessing beyond anything you could ever imagine. In the New International Version, it says, let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. Praying and saying, God, please hear my prayer. And the voice says, listen to my humble prayer. Pay attention. We pray to God and we seek him. And the boldness of the psalmist to say, let your ears be attentive. Listen to me, Lord. I need your help. It's that desperate, desperate cry. I need you. Please listen. Have you ever felt that way? Like you just wish someone would hear you. Someone would listen. And it comes from the depths of your stomach and your heart. And you can just feel that pain and that agony in your toes. That's what the psalm is saying. Give that pain, that despair over to God. And verses 3 and 4 remind us, we're all sinners. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. Wouldn't you like to be a sinner too? Here's the deal. We're all sinners. You can't fight it. We all sin. Once born, we are going to struggle and have to make choices. And we will fail. You will fail. But the glory and the joy is, in the midst of being a sinner, God loves us. And it's the first couple words that you need to focus on in verses 3 and 4. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins. If you, Eternal One, recorded each offense. Lord, if you kept a record of our sins. If. Do you hear that word? Two letters. If. Right? IF. If you kept a record of sins. Nobody would be innocent. That's what those verses say. If the Lord kept record of sin, no one is innocent. But that's the beauty. God doesn't keep a record. God does not have a laundry list of every sin that you and I have committed. He doesn't jot down every time we make a mistake. He does not hold on to, you know, he doesn't go to page 98 in this notebook and say, oh, Lisa sinned today. There she goes again. It's her eighth time with that offense. I don't care how hard she tries. Meh, failure. That is not who God is. He does not keep a record or account of a laundry list of my sins or yours. Now, mind you, that doesn't mean that we're not going to be held accountable one day. You know, when we leave this earthly plane and we die, and hopefully you've accepted and have that relationship with Jesus, that you'll be heading to heaven. And, you know, when you're in purgatory and standing at those pearly gates, we are going to be held accountable for the decisions and the choices we made. And it's not that God won't know what we did, but he is not holding it as a record. You know, he's not going to sit there and say, oh, you forgot this, you terrible sinner. So, although he is not keeping record, we will be held accountable. And that's why we strive to be better, to stop sinning. I mean, there's things that you and I each struggle with, different depending on our personality. And as long as you are trying and you're seeking God and saying, all right, I just ultimately am terrible at this, Lord. I need your help. You know, one of my goals this summer is to get back to that daily time in the Word. And every summer I do so good. And then the busyness and craziness of school comes back and I am like an epic failure. That's how I feel. God knows our heart. And, you know, he doesn't record or record our sin. And we will be held accountable. But he also knows our heart to do better and to be more. So we have to learn to balance that. But as we move forward, this week is about waiting, not about our sinful nature. So you move forward into verses 5 and 6. And I'm going to read the voice again, verses 5 and 6. Psalm 130, verses 5 and 6 from the voice. So I wait for the eternal. My soul awaits rescue. And I put my hope in his transforming word. My soul waits for the Lord to break into the world. More than the night watchmen expect the break of day. Even more than night watchmen expect the break of day. It doesn't get much better than that. Right? Who or what are you waiting for? You know, amidst COVID, we're waiting to go back to the gym. We're waiting to go to the spa. We're waiting to go grocery shopping without a mask on. You know, we're waiting for schools to open. We're waiting for our kids to be able to go to grad school. We're waiting. We're waiting to go back to work. When we wait for the eternal, we are awaiting a rescue. When will God rescue us? But this waiting can be deeper. It can be more. I wait with my whole being. I wait to know where my sister is. Kidnapped April 3rd, 1994, Easter Sunday. It's been 26 years. You know, we've all lost someone to cancer. we wait for the Eternal to rescue our loved ones from that deadly, terrible disease. We await the cure for cancer. What are you waiting for? What are you doing as you wait? Who are you leaning on while you wait? I mean, really, that's the question. Who are you leaning on? Maybe personalize verse 5. You know, it says, I wait for the Eternal. My soul awaits rescue, and I put my hope in His transforming word. You know, Lisa waits for the Eternal. Lisa's soul awaits rescue. Lisa, put your hope in God's transforming word. You know, put your name in there. Put the name of someone that you know is struggling in there. Personalize that scripture. Make it personal to you. Because God is a personal God. And He loves you. Cry out to Him. Appeal to Him. Call to Him. We're all waiting for something or someone. The depths and the pain of that waiting will vary from person to person. The impact of COVID varies from me to you. The impact COVID's having on your life compared to your neighbors will be different. The impact of having a missing loved one is shown differently from one family member to another, from a family to another. For some of the college kids, just waiting to go back to school. For the high school graduates, waiting to go to college. Will they go? Won't they go? Will they be in a classroom? Will they be home doing it remotely? You know, those going to grad school on assistantships, like my daughter, do they have a job that's going to pay for grad school? You know, a lot of waiting. You know, and there was a lot of waiting to even get there. You know, I can say personally, my daughter interviewed for 3 months, you know, via Skype and, you know, Google chats, you know, before Zoom and all these other things were big, because it was pre-COVID, you know, was doing virtual interviews and then traveling to three different states for interviews at different universities and colleges to interview for assistantships to pay for her grad school. And then after each interview, she had to wait. Did she get the next interview? Right? And then, oh, you got the invite to go to the live interviews on campus. And so we drive and travel and you wait. Did you get the assistantship? Did you get the top one on your choice? Did you get any? Ooh, all right, they picked you. Do you accept it? You wait and you weigh out your options. You accept one. And then COVID hits. And you wait. Is the assistantship still there? Waiting. It's everywhere. We wait in longer lines at the store because stores aren't up to full capacity with their staff. Yet they're expected to service a full capacity store. You know, the stores are supposed to be 25%, but yeah, I don't know about where you live. There's waiting. As you wait, who are you trusting as you wait? You know, if you're in one of those long lines, put in your headphones. listen to some worship music, listen to some praise music, heck, listen to this podcast. You know, go back and start at the beginning if you want. But as you're waiting, what can you be doing to draw you closer to God as you wait? And with that, and Faith letting me know I've talked too long, or she's barking at the cat, the stray cat that lives in her neighborhood. She's waiting for that cat to move. Remember that as you wait, you can cry out to God, you can appeal to Him, and it's okay to say, Lord, hear my prayer, hear my cry. And He's right there waiting to answer. Happy Wednesday. Have a great day and evening. And remember, you know, you can even listen to the video or the Bible on audio. Holy cow. You can listen to the Bible on audio. Put in your headphones as you wait in those lines. And give it to God. And have a fabulous, wonderful Wednesday. And I will see you Friday as we wrap up this week's series on waiting. You've been listening to Lisa. I'm your hostess at One Sister's Journey, keeping it real.